This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We're talking about motivation, health, life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And here's the reason why most of you haven't started. And here's the reason why most of you keep starting and stopping. And here's the reason why most of you are not going to make it. That sucks for me to say that, right? It's because you think that when you hit the button, and you think when you hit record, and you think when you do your first YouTube video, and you think when you do your first TikTok or your first Instagram, or you open up the doors of your business, or you start to work on your relationship, we all have been trained with this indoctrination of this convenience of sloppy fuckingness that we've been put into of getting things at the speed of light in attention span of 5 seconds, that you think and we think that right when we do something, we're going to have an equal or lesser reaction. You think when you do a TikTok video or an Instagram video or a YouTube that all of a sudden it should go completely viral. And then when it doesn't, you think that something's wrong with you. You're like, oh no, the world doesn't want to see my information. Oh, nobody cares. Nobody likes it. And you have the few friends that like it, or you send it to your friends and family and they like it just because they have to, because they don't want to make you feel bad. And we tell you that it's great when it's crappy because you're just getting started. And you need to understand that when I first started, 10 people were watching my videos. 10 for over a year, 2 years, I think 3 years, 10, maybe 30 people were watching my videos. And here's why: only 10% of people are entrepreneurs and very few people make it. It's because you have to make it through that resistance of posting and putting your business out there and failing over, and 100% of small businesses fail. It's a fact. If you can get used to failure, and you can get used to no's, and you can get used to continuing to put out your content when nobody is watching, you will be successful. And if you can stay true to who you are and who you want to be, and not adjust constantly and throw the baby out with the bathwater because you're readjusting over and over again, and don't adjust yourself based on what you think the market needs, you become who you're supposed to be and the market will find you, you will make it. But here's the thing. Most of you are going to go to your grave with all these ideas and thoughts, and you're so afraid to put it out there because you think, What does a farmer do? What do you think? A farmer goes out there and tills the ground and he thinks all of a sudden freaking corn's going to pop up? It's not how it works. You go plant some flowers, or maybe if you go to like Home Depot and grab them and they're already grown. But if you plant flowers and you plant seeds, you have to water the ground. You have to till the ground. You have to make sure it gets enough sunlight. You have to make sure that you nurture. You have to make sure that's taken care of. And sometimes the plants will die. because you didn't know how to do it the first time. Or maybe the sun wasn't correctly there. Or maybe it wasn't the right timing for that. Or maybe you launched the business during the winter when it should have been done during the summer. There's so many different factors that play into it. And people saw overnight success when I went from zero to a million in 11 months. Zero to a million in 11 months. No, it wasn't zero to 11 to zero in 11 months. It was zero to 11 since 2017, posting consistently about probably 70 posts a day. Now we do almost 70 posts a week, excuse me, combined content. Back then I was posting 3 to 5 times a day by myself over and over and over again. Now with the team, we post about 70 times a week. Myself personally, without my team, I post TikToks 2 to 3 a day. I post 5 Twitter posts a day. I do a YouTube video every single day. I do a podcast every single day. I do about 5 to maybe 13 stories a day. Do the math. How much content is that? And so how much are you putting out right now? How bad do you really want it? And you don't want it bad enough because you keep starting and you keep stopping. And if you wanted it bad enough, you would have it at some point. Not when you want it, when it's supposed to happen. And here's the thing. Is what's the alternative? You show up to work every single day to build a fucking legacy for someone else. You clock in every single day. You got to be on time every single day. You're consistent as fuck in your business or you're working for someone else. You know, you take your break when you're supposed to. You come back when you're supposed to. You talk shit about your boss when you're supposed to. You complain when you're supposed to. You're disciplined at certain activities. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow because we brought that up before. You're a disciple of something. And I know this stuff isn't easy to hear. And I know very few people are probably still listening to this right now. But again, I'm here to give you the real deal. I'm not here to give you the sunshine and rainbows motivation shit that you can just sit there. Oh, let's just meditative thought for just a moment and just hold. It's everything. You can't just sit there and meditate about it. You can't just sit there and sit in silence and breathe. You got to activate too. But when you can meditate and do high intensity training, you can fast and you can put in the activities and behaviors and you can, you know, people are like, oh, JV, so, you know, it's interesting dynamic of perception, right? Somebody came to visit recently and they were out there saying, oh, JV doesn't look like he lives a balanced life, right? And I'm like, you don't even know my life. I live a more balanced life than probably 99% of people that I met. Most people go to a job that they hate, and their child is sick. So it's so funny how people judge based on perception and they have zero clue. That shit pisses me off. And it's like, ask me instead of judging around other people, right? And so they're like, he doesn't look like he lives a very balanced life. Let me explain to you my life right now. Before, wasn't balanced at all, okay? I was working 19 hours a day till I finally figured out what balance looks like. Balance is freedom to make choices. That's what balance is. But most people have to go to a job, clock in. If their child is sick, they have to feel guilty. You have to get paid time off. You have a certain amount of paid time off. You go on vacation. When you get to Sunday, right? You're thinking about money. Oh, I don't want to go to work. I never think that ever. I've also designed my life where I start work at 3:30 in the morning by choice. I've been doing this for years and I'm off at 2 o'clock every single day. And I don't answer any messages from 2 until 3:30 the next morning. Actually, till like 7 a.m. in the morning. There is non-negotiable. I do not jump on meetings. I will not answer your phone calls. I will not communicate with you. I don't post during those times unless I choose to or my son or daughter is not with me. Let me ask you, does that sound like freedom to you? I spend more time with my kids than I ever have in my life. I do my son's homework with him every single day when he's with me. I tuck him into bed. I feed him dinner. I go to every single parkour event. I take him to parkour. So let me ask you a question. Before you judge another man, ask yourself, do you know that man? So if you want freedom, freedom is being able to make choices. I can leave when I want. I travel nonstop. I'll be gone this month. I'll be gone or October coming up. I'll be gone for quite a while in November. There's many things coming up. So I don't even know what I started talking about with this. You just got to be consistent. I'm giving you guys the game. You got to be consistent. That's it. What you're doing consistently is showing up in your life. excuse me, but the coffee, I just took a drink of coffee, but we're so good. Everything's so convenient now. Everything is so convenient. We're so lazy. So lazy. Watched a movie last night, right? Very rarely do I watch movies on a Friday night. And it was cool. I just popped it up. It's a blockbuster hit in theaters and was able to order right off my TV. Didn't have to get, and I ordered food into the house and a treat into the house. So I got a shitty food in the house and a treat in the house and ordered a movie. How crazy is that? Didn't have to get my ass up off the couch. Literally opened my door. It's right there on the doorstep. We're lazy as fuck. Let's admit it. We're lazy as fuck. So it's going to take some work. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Warriors, rise.